Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. And here are your hosts, HR and customer service expert Denise Harding, and etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Donna Paige Riley.
Good evening, happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. I'm Donna Paige Riley, also known as the Etiquette Lady.
And my name is Denise Harding. I am the HR Lady.
Now, we were off last Sunday in observance of the Easter holiday, but we are so excited to be back with you today. Well, Denise, we have a fun show lined up today. We can't wait to jump
Wonderful.
Right in. Yeah, our kids are standing by and they're ready. Now, if you guys recall, March 29th and April 5th, we hosted a special two-part extremely exciting teens etiquette show and received a ton of positive feedback. The teens were great, weren't they, Denise?
Yes, they were.
Gosh, they were just so excited and they had so much passion. And I'm sure we're going to get the same thing from our child panelists this afternoon. Now, how do we follow that? Well, this evening's show is very special as well. It's our special kids edition. We have a child host and several child expert guests as well. Now, what I'm going to ask you guys to do quickly, call your children in the room to have them listen up because they are going to hear some great information. So hurry, call them in the room, okay? Make sure they're in there with you listening, okay? Let's see. You are certainly in for a treat this evening. Now, also, let me go ahead and give the number out. It's 347-324-3295. Once again, area code 347-324-3295. Or you can email us, as so many of you prefer to do, which is fine. Our email address is info@pagesetiquette.com. Once again, it is info@pagesetiquette.com. Now, what we're going to do, we are going to go directly to our host, our junior host for this evening. And for this evening, we have Jarrett Williams. Jarrett, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Jarrett. How are you?
Good.
Great. Are you as excited as we are about our kids edition for the What is Etiquette Anyway show?
Yes.
Oh, great. I am excited as well. And we're certainly going to have several children panelists. And so, Jared, I'm going to let you go ahead, and I want you to pick up on the intro. I usually talk about the origin of etiquette and that kind of thing, but I want you to go ahead. I want you to go ahead and do it this time. Go ahead and start with your intro.
Hello and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway for Kids. I am Jarrett Williams, your host today, and it's April 19th, 2009. We are broadcasting from Atlanta, Georgia. Today's topics are posture and poise, common courtesies, acts of kindness, postures, personal hygiene and grooming, introductions, and more. Before we begin our show, I will tell you the definition of etiquette. Etiquette is a French word meaning ticket. If you say etiquette slowly, you will hear yourself saying ticket. Basically, etiquette is a fancy word for manners. Now to begin, our first guest is Char Dallas, and she is an expert on personal hygiene and grooming. Hello,
and
Char.
You know what, Jared, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I don't think Char is with us quite yet. So what we may need to do is go ahead and move to your second guest, which is Jasmine. So let's see if Jasmine is on with us. Jasmine, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, hi. Say hello to Jared.
Hi, Jared.
Our first question today would be, what is good posture?
proper posture is when you always sit up straight and neat. Good posture for standing is when you stand nice and tall, and when you walk, always look confident.
Thank you. Could you give us some examples of how to sit?
If you're a girl, you will cross ankles to the side and cross legs. And if you're a boy, you will stand up nice and tall, sit straight and don't slouch.
Thank you for being such a good guest. Now to our next guest, CC McCollum.
And let's see.
And she is an expert on introductions.
You know what,
Hello,
Jared?
CC.
I don't know if it's CC. I don't think she is with us yet. So why don't we go ahead and go and bring Amaris on? Can we do that?
Okay.
Okay.
Hello, Amaris.
Amaris?
Okay.
Amaris,
hello,
are you there?
Jerry. Yes. What are some good common courtesies? What are some common courtesies?
Thank you. I apologize. Please, you're welcome. I'm sorry. Pardon me. Excuse me.
Could you give me one in a sentence?
Thank you for helping me with my homework.
Thank you for being such a good guest.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Now back to Miss Rye.
Great. Wonderful. Let's see who else is is with us here. Okay. First of all, we want to certainly thank Jasmine, and we want to thank Amaris, and we're not quite sure what happened to Char. So anyway, tell you what, Jared, you're a wonderful guest, but I know you're also an expert on acts of kindness. And if you would you be kind enough to just kind of tell us a little bit about acts of kindness?
An act of kindness is when you do something nice for somebody and did not expect it.
Very good. How about giving us an example? Because we always talk about acts of kindness on our show, and we always remind people, to talk about acts of kindness. So if you would, give us an example.
Giving a homeless man $5.
Okay, giving a homeless man $5, that is very nice, and that certainly is extremely kind, and that is great. So I'm assuming that you did that before, huh?
Yes.
Gosh, that is wonderful. Well, great, Jira. Well, I'll tell you what, I know that we certainly wanted to cover all the rest of our topics, and since Cece was unable to be with us, I know that she was going to talk a little about introductions, wasn't she?
Yes.
Yeah, she was going to talk about kind of introducing yourself and say if you met a new friend, is it okay for you to introduce yourself to a new friend? And it certainly is. It's always very polite to go up and introduce yourself to a new friend, and you want to shake hands after you meet each other. And something else that's very important to remember as well is, when you meet someone new, not to just stare at each other. Just kind of tell them something about yourself and ask them something too. And I know if I can get you guys, I'm not quite sure who is listening at the same time as they're talking because we're getting a little feedback. So if you could turn your volume down, that would be great. I'm not quite sure who it is, but we're getting a little feedback. But anyway, also, when introducing an older person to a younger person, it's also important to say the older person's name first. Isn't that right, Jared?
Yes.
Yeah, that is really, really being very polite when that happens. And I believe, too, Char, who is unable to join us, Char is going to talk a little about common courtesies. Is that right?
No.
What was she going to tell us about?
Personal hygiene and grooming.
She was going to talk about personal hygiene and grooming. Ooh, and personal hygiene and grooming is important, huh, Jared?
Yes.
Yeah, really, really is. Of course, personal hygiene basically means to keep yourself clean, and grooming means to keep yourself neat. And, of course, she was going to talk a little bit about some of the ways that you could do that. And, of course, making sure that you always wash your face and then take a bath or shower daily. And a lot of times people might forget to wash their ears. So it's important to also remember to wash your ears. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Also using lotion will prevent dry skin, and brushing your teeth at least twice a day. And, of course, keeping your hair clean and neat. And as far as the grooming, I know she was going to also talk about wearing clothes that are right for the occasion itself. And mentioning Char, I believe Char might be on the line now, Jarrett, even though I was covering some of the information that she was supposed to cover. We're going to see if she's there. Maybe you can pick up with her, okay, Jarrett? Char, are you there?
Yes.
Hi there. How are you?
Good.
Good. Say hello to Jarrett.
Hello, Jarrett. Hello.
Okay, Jarrett, you can go ahead and continue with her, okay?
Okay. What is personal hygiene and grooming? Grooming is when you stay neat, and hygiene is when you stay clean. Could you give me some examples? Yes. Always be neat and clean. Always wear clothes that match. Brush your teeth at least twice a day. Wear deodorant necessary reasons. Always comb your hair. And always take a bath or shower daily.
And that's real important, isn't it?
Yes.
Because if you don't take a bath or shower daily, what will happen?
You will probably get an infection.
Mm-hmm. You might get an infection, and you'll probably stink too, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, and who wants to walk around stinky?
Nobody.
Okay, Char, well, I'm glad you joined us. I had begun talking and telling Jarrett some of the personal hygiene and grooming tips, but I'm glad you were able to come on and join us. And so, obviously, the personal hygiene and grooming tips I was giving, I was right, huh?
Yes.
Okay, very good. All right, well, Jarrett, thank you so much for being a great host this evening, and I want to thank all the panelists that called in, and unfortunately there were a couple that didn't have an opportunity to call in for whatever reason, but that's okay. But thanks again, you guys, and by the way, you guys, if you're just turning in, you're listening to What is Etiquette Anyway for Kids. It's the kids edition, and we were just so excited to have our child experts with us on this evening. It's just very exciting, and they are extremely competent in these areas, and they really possess wonderful, wonderful good etiquette. So certainly want to thank them, and you all have a wonderful evening. Now, Denise.
Yes.
How about that?
That was wonderful, Donna. They did a great job. Everybody sounded very confident, and as they were talking, I could just envision them being, you know, in whatever they were talking about, that's how they represent themselves on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So that was very nice. I like that.
Yeah, they did a great job. And
and
actually, these children were between the ages of, I believe, 7 and 10.
Wow.
So they are doing a remarkable job. And of course, you know, their parents are doing a great job with them.
Mm-hmm.
So very, very exciting. Want to go, we're getting in quite a few emails. So want to go and see if we can jump into these emails real quickly. It says, hello, Etiquette Lady. My mom and I listen to your show all the time. I'm glad you have a kids show on today. I hope you do it again. Thanks for all the information. Callie Rogers, age 8, from Minnesota. Well, wonderful, Callie. I am so glad that you and your mom are enjoying the show, and thank you so much for the email. And they did. They had wonderful information. So That is just great. Let me see if I can read another email. It says, Etiquette Lady, I listened to the past few shows, and I especially like the teens talking about etiquette. Most teens that attend my school don't even know what manners are, nonetheless use them. Thank you for the great information you share on your show. Molly, a teen from Norfolk, Virginia. So that's great. Molly, thanks for your email. And what she's talking about, a few weeks ago we did a show, What is Etiquette Anyway for Teens? And it was just so much information. Of course, remember, Denise, that was covered on the show. It actually rolled into a two-part. So we ended up doing two parts of that particular show because we just had so much dynamic information. And as you can see, we're still getting feedback regarding that show as well. So that was great. Let's see.
This email comes from Jonathan. He is transitioning from like eighth going to ninth grade next year. And he was talking, let me read it. He said, my mother tells me to say thank you and to say excuse me if I do something wrong or if I need to get by someone. But my classmates always tease me because they say I say that too much. And, you know, it really upsets me because my mother has always taught me to say those things. If I need to get by someone, what do I do to handle the situation if I am being teased?
And we have certainly talked a lot about teasing on this show, haven't we?
Mm-hmm. Teasing and bullying, you know.
Exactly.
You know, the child is trying to do something that's, you know, a very good thing. Children are like, you know, a lot of children, like one of the children said today, that there are some children who don't know what manners is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess when they don't understand it or know it, then it becomes a little bit it makes them a little bit insecure, and then they start, you know, to strike out or tease or try to get the person upset, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So what can Jonathan do to help alleviate some of the teasing, but, you know, not take away from what his mom has taught him?
Sure, sure. Oftentimes what you want to do is just ignore the person. And I just had this situation. I was in one of the schools on Friday. And exact same situation. I had a little girl that she ran up to me and said that one of the other kids had said that she was stupid, and then she started crying and she was upset because she knew she wasn't stupid. So I was explaining to her to, you know, since that she knew that she was not stupid, the comment that the other child made to her, just to simply ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
And if she would ignore it, then the child would go away, because a lot of times when people are teasing or bullying, and we've talked about what a bully is, and let's kind of go over that again. What a bully is someone who has low self-esteem, or they don't feel good about themselves. And the only way that they can make themselves feel better about themselves is to make someone else feel bad. So that's what a bully is. And a lot of times, children think bullies are these powerful kids that, you know, go around and they get their way. But actually, bullies, they really have low self-esteem. They don't feel good about themselves. So unless they tease someone or they hit someone or something, you know, that's the only things that will actually make them feel good or feel better about themselves. So you do want to, you know, avoid confrontation or avoid fighting, if you will. But the best thing to do is just ignore them. And, of course, if you know, that you're doing what your mom has taught you to do. And when it comes to etiquette and manners, and that's another reason why we're doing this show, there are more children who are not very polite than there are children that are polite. And, of course, we're hoping in doing this show that we can reverse that, and, you know, hopefully more children will be a little more polite. But in actuality, you know, realistically right now, you know, a lot of children are unfortunately just not polite. So certainly keep practicing what your mom, you know, has taught you. And with situations like that, just ignore them, because a lot of times they're jealous of you and they wish they could be mannerable and polite like you are. So for you children out there listening, make sure you remember that. And when people come and tease you, just ignore them, you know, and just don't allow them to waste your time, okay? Let's see. I have another email here. It says, Etiquette Lady, I am a mother of four children under 10. At what age should you begin to teach children manners? Great question. We get that question quite a bit. And this question comes from Ms. Epstein from Alpharetta, Georgia. Ms. Epstein, thank you so much for your email. The best time to begin teaching your children manners is when they begin to talk. And a lot of people think, what, when they begin to talk? Absolutely, when they begin to talk. For example, when you give them something, insist on them saying thank you. Okay, so anytime you hand them something, insist that they say thank you. Now, if they do not say thank you, then just take it back from them. Tell them that they must say thank you, and then try it again. And sometimes you're going to do this more than once. And, you know, I always like to think that repetition and consistency is key. So just, you know, continue to do that. And automatically what will begin to happen is as soon as you hand them something, they will begin to say thank you. So, Ms. Epstein, I hope that helps. And once again, thank you so much for your email.
You know, that was a really good email, Donna. And, you know, as children get a little bit older, continuing with that, like you said, the consistency, and she has four children. So if she continues that with all of them, the older ones will be able to help the younger ones to remember to say thank you as well.
That's right. That's right. That is so important. And, you know, in your house, just like you were saying, and she does, and I, boy, I take my hat off to
her.
Has four children under 10. So, wow. But you're absolutely right. And, you know, once one learns and the other will learn, and then other children will, they will reiterate, you know, what they were taught. Mommy said, say thank you. You know, so, and they're just, they're so cute. And of course, again, children, you know, young children are like sponges, and they absorb and they pick up everything. So it is just, you know, you're never, never too young to begin teaching children things, because they actually will pick up. And let me say this, I guess sort of as a footnote to the parents. It is also very important that we, as parents, we must also use common courtesies and our good manners as well, because we can't tell our children to do something, you know, and not expect you to do it as well. So I think the old adage was, do as I say, not as I do. Is that how it went? But that is absolutely not realistic when it comes to children, because they are more apt to doing what they see you do rather than, you know, what you told them to do. So they learn like that. And I remember I was in a school years ago. I was teaching an etiquette class, and these were, I believe they were, I want to say they were either third or fourth grade students. And one of the students said to me, she said, Miss Riley, she said, are manners just for children, or are they for adults too? So I thought that was really, it was a great question. It was, you know, very genuine question. And she went on to tell me, when I told her, I said, oh, sweetheart, they're for both adults and children. And so when I went on to tell her that, she had told me that her teacher doesn't use manners all the time. And she gave me an example. And you're talking about explicit.
Wow.
She said, well, my teacher, and if she wants to get by and we're in our way, sometimes she'll say, move out of my way. And I said, oh, is that
wow.
right? She said, yes. So therefore, she was confused in thinking that only children are supposed to use manners.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, she gave me the example, but I explained to her that, no, I said, children as well as adults both should use good manners. And she asked me, the next question she asked, which was really interesting and out of the mouths of, you know, a babe,
mm-hmm.
she said, well, when, I won't call the teacher's name, but she said, well, you know, when our teacher comes back in, will you tell her? So she kind of put me on the spot, but I told her, I said, I absolutely will tell her. That will be fine. She said, okay. She got so excited. So when the teacher did come back into the room, of course, you know, the kids were looking at me like, Miss Riley, I think you have something to say. So,
wow.
So I said,
they held you to that,
yes,
didn't they?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So I, you know, I said to the teacher, you know, we had been talking about common courtesies, and I let her know the question that was posed were manners for children and adults. And I told her the example that they had given me. And
mm-hmm.
I said, so you probably didn't realize it, but you forgot to say excuse me, and you said move out of the way. So what she said is that she would try to do much better. So that was great. So that turned out quite nice. So let's see if I can get in another email. It says, Etiquette Lady, I am interested in learning more about etiquette for kids. Do you have any books, and if so, where can they be purchased and what topics are covered? Miss Brown from Philadelphia. Yes, Miss Brown, I have not really spoken about the book in a while. I do have a book called What is Etiquette Anyway? And it's basically a book about manners for children, but grown-ups can read it too. As far as the topics that are covered, the topics that we covered this evening, that the children covered this evening, posture and poise, personal hygiene and grooming, how to write invitations, thank you notes, telephone manners, common courtesies, table manners, posture and poise, self-esteem and confidence. So there's so many different things that are covered in the book. You can purchase this at www.pagesetiquette.com. Once again, www.pagesetiquette, PAIGESETIQUETTE.com. And you can certainly purchase that. And thank you for your email, Ms. Brown. Let's see if I can get in one last email before we run out of time here. Etiquette Lady, my six-year-old wanted to call in, but he's a little shy. Maybe since he heard the other kids call in, he might do it the next time. Jason's mom from Atlanta. Well, I'm glad that you are, Jason, you and your mom are listening, and hopefully you will call us next time. That will be great. Thanks so much for your email. Well, wow, time really flies when you're having a great time. I certainly want to thanks again to our kid panelists, everyone who emailed, those joining us for the first time, and, of course, our loyal listeners who tune in each week, who is our What is Etiquette Anyway family. We want to remind you that the purpose of the What is Etiquette Anyway show is to make the world a polite place to live. And a lot of people ask, can we really do that? And we continue to say, yes, we can.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, remember, if you have an etiquette question or if you have an etiquette topic you'd like to hear us cover in the future, please be sure to let us know at info@pagesetiquette.com. And, of course, Denise, as we like to say each week, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. Now, be sure to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Jared even gave us an example
mm-hmm.
of an act of kindness. So make sure you do that this week. And we want to certainly thank you again for tuning in to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. And we look forward to speaking with you again next week when we will bring back, by popular demand, our Pet Peeves show. So please make sure that you join us for that show next week. Thanks again for listening. Take care and God bless. Good night.
Good night.